So the Android meme makes itself look more like you and uses the lowest common denominator, or just wants to make itself, including all the human foibles. So the Android meme had an early phase with Reagan, then a phase with Bush, and then in the 90s when the internet comes, which is going to make you believe you're in charge of everything, so it's helping you think that it is like you, then his analysis of the president as someone who's just as corrupt as everybody else is that phase of the Android meme saying, hey, we'll project back to you what you really are, and you'll love me. You'll love it, the Android meme. So he just proved the Android meme thesis there by characterizing Clinton as a bad guy, which is what I say the Android meme does. It gets people to think that the machines that are controlling us are just like us.
Mm. I was just thinking that was the sort of Howard Stern's function during that period of time, is to level the egos of political and celebrities and everybody to try to get them down to the street level of everybody else, so that everybody, you know, people wouldn't feel...
But I thought tabloids were doing that forever.
Oh, they do that. So what did McLuhan define charisma? He said charisma was someone who looks like a lot of other people. Most people think charisma is, oh, he's unique, he's a genius, he's a great athlete, he's charismatic because he's not like us. Mm. But McLuhan said charisma was someone looks a lot like people you'd like to know. That turns out to be more applicable to the Android meme than the idea that someone's unique. So the American Idol is the average next door person becomes a star. It's getting, quote, lower or more average, more and more average. Right. And an Inquirer was an early version of that.
Right. Mining that. I have to run, you guys.
But we're almost finished.
Okay.
President, now they're off.